Train your mind. That's an invitation. Train your mind for inner strength and confidence. I think when we hear the term inner strength, we think, I think that's what I need. So I think you must think that, or you wouldn't be appearing here. So, how is our inner strength? What happens when adversity arises in our life? It can be even something as simple as three red lights in a row, or nowhere to park at the Buddhist center. Our peaceful mind disappears before we've even got to the temple. How much strength of mind do we have? With all the irritating people we have to work with, some of the irritating people we have to live with, and adversity, I don't know if you've noticed, I imagine you have. It's the only thing that really comes very naturally in our life. All the good stuff we appear to have to work incredibly hard for, but the misfortune, it just appears from everywhere. So when we have strength of mind, inner strength. So inner strength, the word inner is very important. Outer strength is to do with our body. Everybody's obsessed with their bodies. But no matter how beautiful your body may be, and it's temporary, I might add, a beautiful body can never make you happy. So physical strength, yeah, it's useful, it's beneficial. But the real strength we need isn't outer strength, it's inner strength. Inner strength. So what is inner strength? Strength of mind. Strength of mind. The more strength of mind we have, we can stay patient, positive, peaceful, happy, no matter what is happening. In fact, we become such an inspiring example to others. They'll notice. You know, at work, for example, if you stay patient and kind, no matter what is happening, everybody will notice. People will love working with you. So maybe you think some people are born with strength of mind. I'm not one of those people. In fact, the opposite of inner strength is being weak-minded. So I think if we were all honest, we'd say, I think that's maybe me. I get annoyed at the slightest thing. I get upset with the slightest criticism. I recoil in horror with hardship. I can't bear adversity. That's called, and just try it out. Just think to yourself at the moment, my mind's quite weak. Because I think that's truthful. We're afraid. Our anxiety comes, lacking confidence comes, because we're afraid we can't cope. A person who has strength of mind can cope with anything. Bereavement, redundancy, separation, tragedy. A person with strength of mind not only copes, but manages to transform that adversity into benefit. So if we admit or think, at the moment, my mind's quite weak, then all we need to think is, I need to learn how to strengthen my mind. If I can find correct instructions, and I put those instructions into practice, I'm going to make my mind strong. So a strong mind is patient, good-hearted, and wise. always bringing benefit in every type of situation, such a person becomes fearless because their mind is so flexible and strong, it will adjust to have a constructive attitude, whatever is happening. So, I think we have to be humble in the beginning and think, yeah, my mind every day, I can get quite negative. I can get easily depressed, annoyed, irritated. I have strong, uncontrolled desire. So often we reach for things when we're unhappy. We reach to turn on a movie, the TV, our computer, to take our mind off what we're thinking about. We reach for food, we reach for drink, we reach for others. We just reach out. We reach out. Buddha's encouraging us, look in, look in. Train your mind. Take responsibility for the mind and the way it's behaving, and learn to train your mind. So it's our mind that's making us depressed. It's our mind that's making us negative. It's our mind that gets upset, gets irritated, gets agitated by even the slightest wrong thing. So it's our job, if we think to ourselves, I'm fed up with the way my mind is behaving. I'm going to teach it how to be patient, loving, compassionate, wise. I am going to develop inner strength through training my mind. I am going to develop a strong mind. So, no, someone like me, I've got very weak biceps. And I'll confess, I do nothing about that. And I can admire other very strong muscular arms, but they're not mine at the moment. So there's no point in me just saying every day and in every way my biceps are getting stronger and stronger. I actually have to do something. You'd say, Genla, try these weights. I don't even know how to do it. So I'm going to say the same thing. If you want a strong body, you have to train. If you want a strong mind, you have to train. You have to make a decision. I'm going to train my mind. And don't worry, there is a huge amount you're going to be able to use to train your mind with. So we need to make a decision. It's my mind that's causing all the pain in my heart. It's actually your mind that's contributing to pain in your body. And it's my mind that's causing me to be unpeaceful, unhappy. I'm going to do something about my mind. And I'm going to say, not because I'm a Buddhist, I'm a Buddhist nun. I'm going to say, you have found wonderful, unequal teachings, how to train your mind. So these three things, train your mind, inner strength, and confidence, are related. If we train our mind, we'll become supremely confident, because there's nothing is going to knock us off balance. Our mind is so strong, we will always respond positively, with peace, with love, compassion, wisdom. Completely confident. So this isn't prideful. Actually, that mind is humble. It's humble confidence, because we know where the teachings have come from, where the training has come from. So we can become so beautifully confident because we know how life works. We know what the purpose of our life is. We're training our mind to make ourselves and others happy. So confidence comes from inner strength, from training our mind. So the three are related. The more we train our mind, the more mental strength, confidence we will have.